Spurgeon dominated the 19th century in terms of preaching because he began at an extraordinarily young age. He was 17 when he preached his first sermon, 20 when he was appointed to his first church. He was extremely prolific, producing, as I've said, about 3,600 sermons over his lifetime. His sermons continue to be published into the 20th century after his death. He commanded enormous congregations. Upwards of 5,000 people would come to the Metropolitan Tabernacle to hear him preach. On occasion, he preached at the Surrey Gardens Music Hall and at Epsom Racecourse because his pulpit foot performance was dramatic and electrifying. And all of the images of Spurgeon preaching demonstrate the way in which people found him enthralling to listen to. So he bestrode that middle 19th century pulpit platform and commanded it in a way that perhaps no other preacher did.